Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Move Your Fence, was written by Patricia Rabin. The village vicar couldn't sleep. As World War II raged, he told a small group of American soldiers they couldn't bury their fallen comrade inside the fence cemetery next to his church. Only burials for church members were allowed. So the men buried their beloved friend just outside the fence. The next morning, however, the soldiers couldn't find the grave. "What happened? The grave is gone," one soldier told the reverend. "Oh, it's still there," he told him. The soldier was confused, but the churchman explained, "I regretted telling you no. So last night, I got up and I moved the fence." God may give fresh perspective for our life challenges, too, if we look for it. That was the prophet Isaiah's message to the downtrodden people of Israel. Instead of looking back with longing at their Red Sea rescue, they needed to shift their sight, seeing God doing new miracles, blazing new paths. "Do not dwell on the past," he urged them in Isaiah chapter 43. "See, I am doing a new thing." He's our source of hope during doubts and battles. "I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland, providing drink to my people, my chosen people." Refreshed with new vision, we too can see God's fresh direction in our lives. May we look with new eyes to see His new paths. Then, with courage, may we step onto new ground, bravely following Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 through 21. "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland, to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise." Let's pray together. Loving God, we praise you for guiding us down the path you have for each of us. When we don't know which way to go, help us not to look back at where we've been, but look ahead to the new path you are leading us to. May our lives be examples of your goodness and direction to those around us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.